Time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. And but those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing the Grand Junction.
Be playing the Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team is the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team is the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host for the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
Welcome into the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF on this Wednesday afternoon. Resuming the show after having a week off last week, and quite a lot has happened in that time for both the baseball and the softball team. We're going to keep things going first with softball. We're joined now by freshman Emily Brewer. Emily, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Thank you for having me.
And then, of course, Emily from DeSoto High School. So, Emily, how cool is it to kind of get a chance to, you know, obviously at this point you're almost done with your freshman year.
Yeah.
But how cool was it to just go right nearby, just down the road over to Jeffco to continue playing?
It's nice because I'm still home. Like, my family lives out in Hillsborough, so I can always go home for anything. But then it's also kind of nice because I stay in housing, so it's good to be with the girls all the time.
Awesome. So, yeah, you kind of get that little bit of an independent feel while still being very dependent.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, Emily, for you, obviously, you started off the year, and then as the year kind of progressed, I felt like you kept getting more and more at-bats and things of that nature, started to stroke a few bombs as well at the plate, things of that nature. And it seemed to have a knack for the clutch hit recently as well, an extra inning. So just kind of take us through your freshman year so far on the field personally.
Well, at the beginning of the season, I was, like, here and there, I'd play first or whatever, and then towards the middle, like, kind of the beginning of the middle, I started to play first a little more, and then like hitting. I mean, I can always get more consistent. I think that's what I need to work on, like, as an individual.
Just consistency?
Yeah.
You think that's a matter of kind of your approach at the plate, or something a little more mechanical?
I think a lot of times it's mental, but
yeah,
a few clutch hits. I
mean, exactly. With the clutch hits, yeah. You know, that is a mental, that's a confidence boost. You go up there and you expect to get a hit then in that situation.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, Emily, as the team goes, obviously you go to Jeffco, you hear a lot about the success that the softball teams have had in recent years. Tell, how different is it compared to what you might have expected, or has it kind of been what you expected in terms of the experience that you've had?
I mean, it's kind of been what I expected. It's college, so it's a little different than high school and everything, but for the most part, we all get along. We've had a good season so far. There's been some ups and downs, but I feel like lately, this past week and everything, we've really been, like, gelling as a team more. So I'm excited to see what regionals has.
Finished with the regular season yesterday with Three Rivers. And then, of course, you got the region tournament that starts on Friday. How excited are you guys to kind of get going into postseason play? And really, I mean, this is what you waited and played all season for.
Yeah, we're really excited. You can kind of just tell in the atmosphere of the team when we're all together and, like, on the buses and everything. We're pretty pumped.
What types of things have you guys been doing well offensively over the course of the last couple of weeks when you guys have been playing such really good softball?
Well, we've been hitting, like, more, like, consistently through the lineup and everything. So, I mean, along with consistency, like, that has to do with that.
I feel like a big message that I've kind of heard all year with the softball team as well is confidence and encouragement and kind of the positive energy as well. So is that something that you guys really make sure you focus on? Because I can hear you in the dugout.
Yeah, we try to stay up and loud all the time, but it's really all about picking up your teammates and everything. Like, if they have a bad hit, you can tell, like, Tony sometimes is, like, at third base, and he's like, "What the?" But then, like, they'll come in, we're like, "Hey, come on, don't worry about him," all that stuff. So It's okay. All about picking each other up.
So it's kind of like playing a little devil's advocate kind of deal with it. You got Coach Cook, might be a little hard, and then you guys are all
soft.
Yeah,
we got to be there to even each other out and everything.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, how about Coach Schmidt? Where does she lie in that? Is she a little in between, or is she?
She's a little in between. Like, sometimes she's, like, always like, hey, like, it's okay. And other times she's like, hey, you really got to get this. You know, it's good. She does good.
Okay, how important and how well have the sophomores kind of stepped up and been able to lead this team as well? Because there's a lot of sophomores on the team and a lot of new freshmen coming in as well. So I feel like that kind of takes a delicacy to mix that and make sure you guys mesh properly.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them. TD and Shelby Clark, Taylor Dames and Shelby Clark, they've been two really good leaders for the year just on and off the field, just in general with everything.
And Emily, we mentioned before that you went to DeSoto, and then I asked you about a winning culture coming here and things like that. But at that point, you were already used to winning because you were on a state championship team in DeSoto, right?
Yes, 2014.
Awesome. Just tell us a little bit about your high school experience at DeSoto and kind of how that helped groom you into where you are now.
All my high school seasons, we always had a winning season and everything. We had three girls go to, two of them went to UNI and one went to Wichita State, and they were seniors when I was a junior, so they graduated a year early, but still after they left, we were all still like up, and we still had a winning season, won districts that year, and it's just always been a winning tradition, I guess. I think DeSoto had a winning tradition this year too, so it was nice to transition into that.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of made your expectations easier then, huh?
Yeah.
And then also, you know, going back to the high school, you got a couple of siblings as well. You got a younger brother and an older brother. Did the older brother, he play sports?
He played basketball and baseball.
Okay.
For Festus.
For Festus.
Yes.
And then you went to DeSoto.
Yes.
And then your younger brother, Michael, goes to Hillsboro.
Yes, we're all over the county.
All over the county, the Brewers are. So did the older brother kind of help you help bring along your competitive drive a little bit?
Oh, yeah. It was always... Actually, all three of us have always been really competitive with each other. I mean, Michael's really succeeded in high school through, like, all the sports he's played. So, like, we kind of, like, give him crap about that. But it's good to see him succeed.
Yeah, yeah. I'd imagine it'd got to be encouraging, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Is it nice to kind of have a younger sibling at the high school level to kind of stay connected to the area?
Yeah. I like being around because I can always go see him play and stuff. We're pretty close, so it's nice to see him.
The real question is, though, as a DeSoto grad, and he goes to Hillsboro, when they play each other, are you rooting for DeSoto or are you rooting for Hillsboro?
When it comes to softball, I root for DeSoto, but any other sport is Hillsboro.
It's Hillsboro. You got to support the younger brother,
yes.
Right? The blood?
Yes.
Awesome. Emily, back to the softball diamond. Obviously, the region tournament coming up. You guys used to traveling at this point, but how important is it to you guys as well to be at that right mindset heading into the region tournament? Is it a matter of just kind of staying positive with one another or things like that, or do you guys kind of try to forget about softball for a day or two and kind of cleanse the head and then go into it on Friday?
I think we kind of like sometimes like we take like a few like breaths and like forget about it, but then we always know that it is softball, so like our mind's always on it, but still like we're together as a team and like gelling and all that stuff. So
imagine you guys are pretty close then, and the apartments, the Viking Woods and everything.
Yes.
All right, now I've asked most of the people this, so who do you live with there?
Elena Ostoff, Hannah Height, and Kate O'Day.
Elena Ostoff, Hannah Height, and Kate O'Day. All right. So amongst you four there, who's the messiest?
Caitlin. O'Day.
By far?
Oh, by far.
Clearly.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Tops everybody. Probably neighbors by us and everything.
So she might be the dirtiest in all Viking Woods, then, you're saying?
Oh, no. Some of the boys' rooms are bad.
Okay. Okay. There it is. And then how about cooking-wise, who's the best and worst cook in your room?
The worst cook, Hannah.
Yeah.
And the best cook probably goes on and off for me and Elena. Depends who burns the chicken on a regular night or whatever. So that's usually what we eat.
The best cook that burns the chicken?
Yeah. See, we're all not that great, but usually me and Elena go on and off on who makes the best chicken. That's our, like, room meal all the time.
Okay. All right.
Every night.
Chicken's good. What's the side dish on that?
Usually rice or potatoes.
Chicken and rice, chicken and potatoes. That's protein packed, carb packed. That's great. Emily, what do you think the keys are going to be for you guys, you know, obviously playing pitching and then defensively and then hitting in order to make a run to the region tournament? Or do you think it's just going to all rely on your guys' confidence?
I think it's going to be a lot of confidence. I think we're going to just have to be up and everything. But I think once we get there, we're going to all want the same thing and all that jazz. I think it's all going to work out. We're going to be good.
Very cool.
I have high hopes for regionals.
Right on. And then, Emily, as a freshman this year, you know what you're going to study yet?
Special education or elementary education.
What do you want to do with that?
Be a teacher.
Be a teacher at the elementary level,
yeah.
I imagine?
Yeah.
Okay, great. What kind of inspired you to do that?
I shadowed a special education classroom my senior year, and me and this little girl got super close, and it kind of just changed my view on my career and everything, so I changed it to special education.
Very cool. A little life-changing moment
yeah.
for you.
Really sweet.
Awesome. Emily, anything else you'd like to add here before we let you go?
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck this weekend, and good luck with your finals as well.
Thank you.
All right.
That
That's
got some homework to do.
Freshman Emily Brewer joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. We'll step aside for a short timeout. We come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Viking softball squad, Coach Tony Cook. That's coming up next. Welcome back in here to the Viking Voices Show on 1400 KJFF. Will Cheshire alongside with you, bringing in the next guest, Coach Tony Cook of the Viking softball program. Coach Cook, how are we doing on this Wednesday, this rainy Wednesday afternoon?
You know, it's we're doing as best as we can with all the weather.
You guys get a day off today, or did you guys go down and do some hitting?
No, we gave the girls off today after yesterday clinching the championship, and so you know, we got our banquet tonight and things like that, so we let them working on some studies and get ready for the banquet tonight.
Talk a little bit about that conference championship, your fifth in a row, I believe 11th out of the 12 years that you've been here as well.
Yep.
At that point, when it gets to that, is that just a goal you guys have year in and year out since you've became the head coach, is to win the conference?
Well, it always is. You know, we always want to win our conference, and then the next goal is always win that region and make the appearance in the national tournament. And, you know, we have goals of reaching the 30, 40, and 50 win mark. So, you know, every year we have the same objective and same goals, and we're making some of those this year.
As you progress in your coaching career, you know, you're past the 10-year mark here at Just Jefferson, do the conference championships and the region championships, obviously the most recent one last year when you won the region, do they get sweeter and sweeter kind of as it goes, or is it kind of the same sweetness each time?
Well, you know, it all depends on the team. You know, every team's different we have here, and you know, we really build a great bond with these girls, and so every one of them to me is very important. And you know, you would think, you know, over and over, it's just another championship or it's just another region. But you know, some of these girls are only here for 2 years, and it's the only time they may have this opportunity. And so we try to make it the best for them, and for us personally, it every one of them's important for me. You know, there's none that's more important than the others. You know, we've had some where we've lost in the championship games, and I feel, you know, really bad about the way we, you know, how we were eliminated, and there's other days where we've been lucky where we won and made it to the World Series, and you know, those memories are with us too.
Coach, how would you assess the regular season so far in this one? You guys finished with 41 years from the very beginning of the season to where you finish at the regular season. How would you grade your year?
You know, we got 41 wins right now, and you know, we've had a tough season. We played a really hard schedule in Texas at the beginning of the year, and then through Mississippi, and then, you know, we've had some, you know, some really hard injuries that's hit this team. And then, we had a flu bug that hit us that really knocked us down for about, you know, 10 days there. So, you know, to overcome all those things and still, you know, hit that 40-win mark and still win a conference championship and be potentially the number one seed in the regional tournament, it's more than I can ask from this club. I mean, they were really gritty and gutsy this year with things. They played hurt. They played sick. And so that's all we can ask.
Yeah, Coach, talk about a little bit more about the character of the team this year. Obviously, you had a good amount of returners in the sophomores, but a whole load of fresh new faces as well, part of the turnover with the JUCO program. Mm-hmm. You know, what impressed you most about this squad?
You know, there's a lot of them. I thought our sophomores did a really good job of leadership this year with, you know, and showing the freshmen, you know, the way we do things, how we, you know, obtain our goals that we needed to obtain, and, you know, how we got to work to get to that point. And, you know, I think they did a really good job off the field. In the classroom, you know, we're kind of competitive not only on the field, but we're competitive on the books too. And so we always want to try to be the best team here with the other five sports. And so, you know, I think overall, you know, this team chemistry that we've started building here lately has really been, I think, really good. We've had the history of playing really ball, our best ball at the end of the season, which is what we want. And you know, there's other teams in the region that kind of fall through at this point, and so we try to take advantage of that. And so that's what I see out of this team. You know, we've been talking to them lately more about how we got to be really gritty. You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, when we slide in second base, we got to slide in hard. When we go in hard to home plate to make a play, then we got to do that. And we've saw some plays like that here recently, and you know, and that's the kind of team we want to be.
Yeah, talk about that play. Obviously, I think 17-3 in your last 20 games. Just that one loss recently. So, are you guys playing the best softball right now? You think, or you think there's a little improvements to be made?
Oh, I think there's always room for improvement. But you know, has this team peaked? I don't think so. You know, I think our pitchers are starting to get back into the form that we want them to be in, and I think the hitters are starting to see a little bit better now. They're making better adjustments. You know, we saw a difference. Velocities yesterday, and I thought the team did a really good job of adjusting to it. And then the pitchers did a really, you know, I thought they were really good with, you know, two complete game shutouts yesterday. So, you know, and this team today, you know, we'll see what happens when the region comes up. I expect this team to play hard, though.
Hey, talk about the pitching. I feel like Shelby Clark has really, really been turning it on recently. I mean, she started the year a little bit of a rough patch to start the year, mm-hmm. but then obviously had to deal with the injury and then the sickness. But then I feel like ever since, and really that, I guess, third of the way through the year, she's really turned it on. And then obviously I don't think she's allowed a run in her last 10 innings as well. So just what have you seen from Shelby from the beginning of the year to what she is now?
You know, she's just a workhorse. You know, the more you give her the opportunity to go out there on the circle, she's going to give you the best she's got. And, you know, I think every day she comes up, she wants that ball. She wants to be the one that's out there. And, you know, and I think these girls trust her a lot on the mound, and that's what we want. You know, and Taylor Norwald's another one that's done the same thing. I mean, she's been right there with Shelby the way she's been pitching, and I feel comfortable with either one of them. And then, you know, Kate O'Day's done a really good job, and Sarah Baird pitched really good the other day. So, you know, and Nikki Peters did a really good game against Maplewood. So right now, we have a lot of confidence in our pitching, and, you know, our defense has been showing itself up, and, you know, the hitting's starting to come around a little better. And, you know, if we can get this all, you know, we can get all three phases up to, you know, to work out to be won, then, you know, this team's going to be in there to contend with it.
Region tournament starts on Friday, and we hope the weather just stays good. But I understand that at first we thought yesterday you guys were locked in at number two, but now there's a little opening for maybe the number one seed.
There is. You know, I didn't expect it, but today, you know, Three Rivers knocked off Crowder, which put them a game behind us and with one game left. And so, you know, right now they're in a delay until they can finish that final game. And if they, if Crowder wins that game, then they will be the number one seed. But if Crowder doesn't get to finish that last game, or if they lose again, then we will be the number one seed. And so it can make a difference in the way, you know, the outcome of some things. But, you know, if you're one, you're two, you know, three, it really, I mean, you're going to have to beat everybody in this tournament to win. And so, you know, the number one gets a bye, but you know what? You still got to beat everybody, and we were the number two seed last year, and so you know, I'm comfortable with one out of two, but you know, there's some politics to play with it, with all the weather that can be a factor. So that's why it's important, if we can get the number one, you know, we'd like to have that. But other than that, it doesn't matter when we play.
Yeah, you hope Mother Nature doesn't dictate control, but you never know. They very much might.
So. No, and, you know, 9 of the last 11 years I've been here, we've had rain delays, or we've been, you know, pushed back one day or 2 days for this regional tournament. So, you know, history itself doesn't, you know, it's not in our favor in this.
No, but that means there's some positive change to come, right? It's due.
I hope so, but the forecast don't look good.
No, it does not. It looks bleak. But anyway, Coach, weather aside, obviously mm-hmm. when you do play the games, because the games will get played, for the most part, what types of things are you looking for from the young ladies out there on the field to get another region championship and have the opportunity to compete in the districts?
You know, I just want to come out of the box hard, and we want to be explosive, you know, from the very first game. And, you know, we've already expressed that and talked about that to the team. You know, we want them to be very vocal. We want them to be very loud. And we want to let everybody know that, you know, you got to go through Jefferson if you're going to, you know, try to get this title. And it's going to be a hard time to get away from us, because we're going to be right there trying to take it.
Coach, roster-wise, everybody on there that is healthy, everybody good to go, feeling good?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think I saw a couple down there. You know, we had some fun games the other day, and we got a little sore from playing some slip and slide and stuff like that. But it's nothing minor. I mean, it's minor stuff. But, it's good stuff. It's team bonding, team chemistry, and stuff like that. But, this team's healthy. We're ready to go.
Ready to rock.
Yep.
Awesome. And then, Coach, when you look at the year, obviously you saw the beginning. and then where they're at the end. Was there anything that caught you by surprise or anything of that nature from this team that you thought that maybe you weren't going to have as much success at that you did?
Well, you know, there's a few people on this team that's caught our eye. You know, one of them sitting right here with us, you know. She's hit the ball real well lately. The other day she hit one to the fence that drove in some important runs in the game. And so, she's been getting more time at first base because, you know, defensively she's very good, you know. We got to work on her consistency at the plate, and, you know, that'll come. We have no doubt about that. But, and some other. Cato Days really showed up here lately with her pitching, and a few other friends. Maddie Hartston had a good season as a freshman. And so a lot of those freshmen are really stepping up this year, and we look for them for next year. And, the whole team on everyone is somewhere during the season has contributed to where we're at today.
Awesome. Coach Cook, anything else you'd like to add? You excited for this banquet tonight?
Well, I am. You know, I heard we get some good desserts here, and so we'll see what happens. They're expecting a large crowd, so we'll see what happens.
The desserts. You got a sweet tooth then, Coach?
Oh, you know that.
That's Head Coach Tony Cook. Coach Cook, thanks very much for joining
us. Appreciate it, Will. Thanks.
Coach Cook of the Jefferson College softball program joining us here on the Viking Voice Show here on 1400 KJFF. Switching gears, going to baseball. When we come back, we'll hear from a former Sekman High School pitcher and freshman at Jeffco this year, Josh Ray, when we come back on KJF. Welcome back in here to 1400 KJFF as we're joined now by freshman pitcher here at Jeffco, Josh Ray. And Josh, obviously, also a Sekman High School grad as well. So, Josh, first off, thanks for taking time out of the afternoon to come speak with us.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and Josh, for you guys, did you guys get a little hitting or a little, I guess, for you as a pitcher, a little work in down inside today?
Yeah, I got a little workout in and got some swings off the tee. Not much. Good day. Work inside.
Yeah, you guys obviously getting set to close out the regular season with Mac, and then heading into next week, you'll have the sub-region as well. So for you as a freshman this year, you start all the way back in the fall with the fall season, and you get the winter workouts, the spring season as well. Just when you look back on it, obviously not complete yet, but when you look back on it, just how would you rate your experience?
It's been good. I feel like when I came here in the fall, my performance on the mound has been a lot better than when I got here. Feel a lot stronger, a lot more confident in all my pitches, and happy to see what happens at the rest of the year.
Yeah, and for you, obviously, you look at your stat line or whatever, the first couple of outings, give up a run or two, then all of a sudden, since, you know, your last five or six, you've been really, really good out there. Was it a matter of just kind of settling in and getting comfortable at the college level?
Yeah, I think I didn't pitch much in high school, and getting out there in college, just getting those first couple outings under my belt and getting confidence built up and kind of just getting the first little shakes out. Now I'm feeling good. So,
yeah, you talk about not throwing as much in high school and then coming in here to throw. So how did that change kind of your workout and your plans to improve and those type of things?
Oh, yeah, a ton. I really didn't do much like on the pitching side of things in high school at all, like workout-wise or anything like that. So I think my arm is finally starting to get stronger, doing more pitching stuff, and I'm really excited to see what will happen with that. So,
what's been kind of the thing that's made you most effective this year out there on the mound, you think?
Probably my slider. I just started throwing that this year, and it just felt great when I first started throwing it, and it's been working really well for me.
Was that a pitch that you kind of knew the grip of prior to your limited pitching in high school, or was that something that you learned here?
It's something I learned here, yeah, right before or in the winter, right when we got back, I started throwing it. So,
okay, who kind of helped you along the way learn that pitch?
Jake Busick, our former assistant pitching coach that was here, he had to leave, wanted to go back to school, but, yeah, he showed me and helped me with it, and so, yeah.
Yeah, when you learn a new pitch like that and one that's able to become effective, how long of a process does that kind of take? Does it just take a lot of times in the bullpen? You know, is it a matter of the things where you kind of get nervous the first time it's in a game and you throw it, or kind of take us through that learning curve a little bit?
Yeah, when I first started throwing it, I just threw it flat ground like a bunch, just playing catch with it just to get the feel. And then off the mound, after like the third time I was kind of playing around with it, that's when it started really feeling good. And ever since then, it's just been on. So,
Josh, for you guys, the pitching staff has been outstanding this year, from the starters to the guys working in the bullpen, looking at that. So when you guys are out there in the pen and kind of doing it, to, you know, what are some things that you guys like to do out there to keep yourselves loose and in that right mindset?
Usually, like, we'll run down to the foul pole in between innings like that, play a little catch here and there if we're feeling a little tight, just in case we have to come in on short notice or anything. Bands, that's about it.
Okay. And then, Josh, I want to ask you a little bit about your time at high school as well, because that's right here in Jefferson County. You went up in Seckman last year and pitched for them. Or actually, I shouldn't say pitch for them, because you didn't pitch all that often, but had a chance to play for them, or effective at the plate there. Knowing that Jefferson College was right there in the backyard, was that kind of always a place you had in the back of your mind where you might want to play in the, at college?
Yeah, I did. I was always kind of debating on going away for college or staying at home, and if I stayed at home, I was definitely going to come to Jeffco. So
happy with the decision then?
Yes, very happy.
Awesome. Right on, man. And then on the educational side of things, what are you studying this? I guess the end of the freshman year, getting set to go to your sophomore year.
Yeah, business.
Business? How'd you like your classes this year?
I liked them a lot, yep. I'm happy with everything here, so.
You got a heavy finals load?
Yeah, pretty heavy, so I'm going to be studying a lot for those.
Yeah, when is finals week?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now, okay. Now, now be honest with us here. Are you really good with the time management, or are you kind of a little cram studying there?
I'm definitely more of the cram study, but I'm going to try for these finals to start studying now and get a lot of time in. So
yeah, like all other college freshmen out there, the cram studying at its finest. What was the biggest adjustment for you educationally when going from a high school to college? You know, what kind of took you by surprise the most about the coursework?
Definitely like towards the end of the last semester, like the workload, like with finals, was a lot harder than in high school, and that's what really caught me off guard. But this semester I'm hoping to do a lot better. So
yeah, did it just kind of, has it just gotten easier and easier as the years gone, knowing
yeah.
that you know, after that initial, I guess, culture shock from the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
And then, Josh, for you, take us through a little bit the time management that it takes to be a baseball player in college, to be an athlete, I should say, as well as the educational side of things. Was that something that was hard for you to adjust with at first, or were you pretty good with the time?
No, that was definitely one of the other things that was hard, with a lot more practicing time and stuff like that. I have to do homework a lot more late nights, stuff like that. But
overall, it kind of worked out in your favor to do it well?
Yep.
Awesome. And then, Josh, how do you feel that the team's playing right now as you guys get set to go into the final stretch of the regular season?
Yeah, I think we're doing really good. Our bats really have come alive here in the past 2 weeks, so we're really swinging the bats well, and our pitching hasn't been as good as it was, but we're still pitching very well. So
it was great to see the bats really start to get going there a couple months ago.
Yeah. Oh, it was so nice.
Awesome. Who would you say kind of the leader of the team is? Or I guess, is there separate leaders? Is there one leader, or is it kind of an offense and a pitching guy?
Yeah, I think Ryan Mantle, really, he's a really good leadership with the position players. And Troy Newell, third year, he's really good with the pitchers, and he really gets on everybody. If you're not doing your job, he's going to let you know, and he really does a good job of, like, being our team leader. So,
yeah, have all the sophomores just kind of done a good job helping bring you guys along? I mean, at this point, you guys, you know, pretty accustomed to it, but at the beginning, did they really help with you guys and make the transition easier?
Yeah, they did a really good job helping us out, like showing us what to do here and there whenever we were lost. They did a really good job.
And so, Josh, upcoming, you guys got Max starting tomorrow, weather permitting, and then on Saturday as well is the schedule time for that. What are you guys going to have to do in order to get some victories down there from the pitching staff perspective?
Definitely just throw strikes. Our pitching, our stuff has been really good. We haven't really been hit hard at all this year, so as long as we just throw strikes and limit the walks, then we should be fine.
Awesome. Josh, anything you'd like to add?
Nope.
Awesome. Thanks very much for taking some time. We appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck the rest of the way. Good luck with those finals.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
That's Jeffco of freshman Josh Ray, also a former Seckman High School graduate as well. We will take one more quick timeout, and we'll finish things up with the head coach of the Vikings baseball team, Coach Pat Evers. That's coming up next. Welcome back in here to the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF, joined now by the head coach of the Vikings baseball program, Coach Pat Evers. And, Coach, first off, you guys getting set for the regular season finale with Mineral Area College, another Region 16 opponent for them. And and you know, a little bit of a rivalry there, just you know, a little bit there in the South in that matter. Maybe that's more me blowing that up with the affiliate down there. But anyway, what do you know about them this year?
Don't know a whole lot. You know, I'm sure we'll get their best shot, just like we do just any other team that we play in the region. So, I mean, it's just like anything else. We got to go out there and handle our business and play our game. And, you know, it's kind of coming down to the tail end. We want to finish strong before postseason. So we'll be ready to go tomorrow and hopefully put together, you know, four good games this weekend.
Coach, you guys had a couple of games this last weekend as well. And some really good pitching. You know, I got a chance to watch a couple innings here and there while I was out there on Sunday. And Cody Creed looked like he threw really well in that game, like he has all year long. And then Anthony Green with the big start, heard he had a no-hitter going into that seventh inning as well. So how great was it to see Anthony Green throw as well as he did, especially because, you know, he missed so much time with the appendectomy?
Yeah, it was real nice. We always kind of envisioned him kind of building up some of those innings in the midweek starts, and obviously we had a couple weeks there where, you know, he was sidelined and wasn't able to do it. So I think one of the things we really wanted to do before postseason was get him a couple starts in the mound to get some innings, and just because it is a quality arm that can has the ability to go out there and dominate a game. So it was nice to get him out there and stretch him out, and it was probably a little bit more than we expected, especially after a layoff. But, you know, real good job, and Cody Green's done what he's been doing the entire year. So it's nice to have those reliable arms and consistent. You know exactly what you're going to get, and the same thing goes. Guys that came out of the bullpen and stepped up, I mean, it's hard to really pick a whole lot that the pitching staff hasn't done real well.
Yeah, and Coach, talking with you all year long, one of the things that you were saying was, you know, one of the challenges with the coaching staff is trying to work up those innings, making sure that they're getting the innings that they need out there. As a whole, as you get to the regular season, you feel pretty good about what you're able to see out there from them heading into region where you're, you know, probably going to have to empty out the bullpen a little more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in a perfect world, I think you always wish you played more games and had more opportunities, and it was kind of unfortunate we didn't get to play the games yesterday just with the scheduling conflict that Webster had, even though, hey, those are important games just to get guys innings, keep guys fresh, get more guys at-bats, get more guys appearances. You know, in a perfect world, I think you'd always wish, hey, I could get this guy a few more innings, or I'd get this guy a few more at-bats, but you know, we got a great opportunity with four games this week and then a couple games early next week to kind of get everything ready and set up for the sub-regional. So, you know, anytime you go through the spring in the Midwest, you get almost all your 56 in. I think you're pretty happy with it. And I think with the next, you know, six games that we have scheduled, we'll get to 55 and, you know, we'll take that.
Yeah. And Coach, as you guys get set and ready for postseason play and you go into that final back season of the stretch there, is there anything in particular you're looking for the team, or is it more just trying to make sure guys are healthy and you know, it, I guess really, yeah, health, and make sure that they're already 100% for the tournament?
Yeah, I think, when you know, number one thing, you want to make sure guys are healthy and ready to go. I think the other thing is you want to see is just playing your best baseball and not having any of the lulls. And you know, as much as, you know, we've won and been successful, you know, I think, you know, it never gets old winning, and you don't want to take that for granted. So you're still going to get everybody's best shot, and still there's a challenge there to go about perform your best, just because, you know, you're intrinsically motivated and you want to go out there and perform as well as you can. So that's something to, you know, not just taking the challenge from the other team, but I think from ourselves, just trying to go out there and perform our best and be as good players as we possibly can.
Yeah, and from a health standpoint, are you guys all pretty healthy for the most part?
Yeah, for the most part, pretty healthy. There's a couple of guys a little bit banged up and some nagging things, but nothing major. So, you know, we should be healthy and good to go this weekend. And then guys get a few more days off and recharge the batteries and get ready to go for the sub-regional next week.
You guys got a plan for the rotation against MAC this weekend? Kind of up in the air at this point.
No, I think we know what we'll do. We'll go with Troy Newell and Spencer Juergens tomorrow, and then I think Friday we'll kind of play it by ear. We got a few guys with a few options. You know, Bailey Volsecki, Hunter Swift, Anthony Green, Cody Creed, and I think we're just going to kind of see where everything goes tomorrow. But, you know, it's really comfortable, you know, top to bottom. There's a lot of depth on this pitching staff. You know, it was fortunate we were able to kind of spell Troy last weekend and kind of give him a weekend off just to kind of recharge and make sure he's fresh for postseason. Everyone's on a full week of rest, so, you know, we'll kind of go with the usual suspects. And, you know, it's nice you got all those guys in the bullpen that have thrown well and have really kind of dominated those roles that they've had.
How about offensively? Obviously, the bats, I mean, they've been kind of speaking for themselves for the most part. And I know in that one loss you guys had recently, you were pretty pleased with the at-bats and things of that nature. Just, you know, baseball happened. You get a little bad luck and hit it to people. So the bats, you thinking full, ready to go?
Yeah, they should be. If they're not ready to go, there's something wrong, because it's, you know, almost May and guys have played 50 games at this point, and they should be ready to go and chomping at the bit, and especially not playing all week. I'm sure guys will be anxious to get out there and play, and you know, I'm excited to get out there and, you know, get out of being inside and tired of watching it the rain and get out there and play.
You need to see another moonshot like a green hit, right?
Yeah, yeah. It makes you a really good coach when they can hit the ball 450 feet. So I hope we have several guys that do that. But, you know, it's just, hey, our guys top and bottom have just put together really quality at-bats all year, have bought into approach and, you know, have played within themselves. And, you know, it's fun watching guys go out there and perform to the best of their abilities. And it's fun as a team watching guys go out there and, you know, as a unit go out there and not throw away at-bats and compete and play every inning and be locked in on every pitch. I mean, that's what the most rewarding part of this is.
Throughout this year, has there been anybody that has really caught your eye with their emergence? I mean, I know, you know, when I look at the thing, I think Hunter Swift has had an outstanding season, just both pitching and swinging the bat as well. Did anybody else that kind of just pops into your head?
Yeah. Swifty's done a great job, especially not having a whole lot of opportunities early. You know, I think Jordan Hovey, someone in the first month of the season, really struggled and has really kind of come on, you know, in the second half of it. Logan Anderson, someone that kind of fought some injuries, it's really kind of picked it up lately. Same thing with Justin Dearden, who's kind of in the same boat. So, you know, as a whole, I mean, when you're hitting 330 as a team and driving the ball and putting up as many offensive numbers as we have, I mean, it's hard to highlight just a couple guys. But, you know, top to bottom, it's really been good up and down the lineup.
Coach, how important has Bornhop been and Zach Seiler as well, and some of those catchers handling the pitching staff too? Because, you know, sometimes the catchers do get overlooked, but they do play a really big role in the success of the pitching staff.
Yeah. One of the best things about, you know, watching a game is sometimes you don't even notice what's going on with the catcher because they're not, you know, chasing balls to the backstop. And, you know, just being locked in there and a pitcher having the trust and being able to throw a breaking ball, you know, ahead in the count and bury something to be able to do that. Those guys have done a tremendous job, and they've worked, you know, tirelessly with the pitching staff. So a lot of credit goes to them.
And then, Coach, you, your team and you yourself getting set for the banquet tonight, the end-of-the-year banquet?
Yeah, I can't wait.
You seem so thrilled.
No, it's good. It's right in the middle of the Blues game. So, you know, I'll probably pull up the hockey game on the phone. But it's nice just, you know, this has been a very successful athletic program and department, and, you know, it's well supported with the college and the community. So it's nice for all the student athletes to kind of get, you know, honored for a night, and, you know, they do a great job on and off the field. And, you know, it's a fun thing to kind of honor the athletics department for sure.
Is that a big sport that you watch? Is the NHL big Blues guy?
I watch playoffs.
Playoffs?
So that's kind of, I'll hop on the bandwagon late.
Hey, well, you know what they say, playoff hockey, it might be the best thing out there. You know, a lot of people say that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Hey, Coach Evers, thanks very much for taking some time out of your afternoon and speaking with us here. We look forward to seeing you out there. I know that KREI down at Farmington will be doing that MAC game, and look forward to seeing you out there in the future games as you guys close out the season.
Sounds good. Thanks, Will.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson College baseball program, Coach Pat Evers, joining us here on 1400 KJFF and online at MIMOinfo.com. If you missed the show, of course, it'll be archived online for you later as well. You just go to MIMOinfo.com, pull down that local sports tab, go down the Jefferson College athletics page, and the Viking Voices show link will be down there at the bottom. Once again, KREI AM 800 down in the St. Francis County. We'll have the Jeffco MAC games tomorrow afternoon. You can also hear it online at MIMOinfo.com on the KREI. And weather permitting, should the Vikings softball team reach the championship game, we'll have that for you on Sunday afternoon at noon. You can stay tuned at KJF Sports on Twitter for all those updates. Send it back to Madeline Gilbert. She'll have your news across the 5 o'clock hour. That's all coming up next here on KJF.